if they are already registered to vote in Jackson County and they still live at the residence that they are registered at, they don't need anything. If they need to update their registration, they might, they don't actually need anything then. But if they don't live at the same address that they are registered at, so for example, if you registered to vote while you lived in Walker, but now you live in Judicola, you don't need any proof of change. It's just accepted. If you live off campus and you're doing a new registration, like if you just forgot to vote or something and or forgot to register to vote and you need to register, we can do same day registration until November 3rd. And if you live off campus, you need to bring proof of residency. So that could be like if your driver's license has your current address on it. So like if you live at the Peaks and it has your Peaks address on it, you can bring your driver's license. If not, you need a utility bill or any other government document that says that, you know, you live at that residence. Leases, however, are not accepted. And then if you live on campus and still need to register to vote, you just need your CAT card.